Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. Stick around because we have special guests today. We have the clockmakers here, Cole and Rachel. So stick around. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
We're back here, 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. I'm a little sick today. My nose a little constipated.
Is that what they call drunk now?
No. No, actually not today. Just a little cold. So we were listening there to Sex with Strangers. They have a new CD. That's what is in the back there. It's called Frontier Justice. Yeah, pretty cool guys. Before then, we'll listen to We Need Surgery from the CD, actually an EP called Simon Says. We'll listen to the track Why Does It Always Gotta Be This Way?
That's sexy when you say it.
That's like for yesterday's election, eh? Why does it have to be this way? And we started the show with DeLorean with the song Soon. This band is from the Basque region there in Spain. So, yeah. So we're here with the Clockmakers, or two of the Clockmakers, no? How many guys are
there? There are four.
Four. Yeah. So we have half the Clockmakers here.
Yeah.
Cole and Rachel, no? Mm-hmm. Rachel, cool. So you're like the singer, songwriter?
I actually do a lot of the songwriting. I don't sing lead. Rochelle sings lead, and Nick, another singer, sings lead.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Nick plays also bass?
He plays bass, yeah.
Okay.
And then we all play an instrument.
And you play the guitar too, or
no,
keyboards?
I wish. I play keyboards.
Keyboards, okay. And then you have a drummer.
Yes. Sean Tyson, yes.
Okay.
Who also plays in another band called Topless, Gay Love Techno Party.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And where are these guys now?
Sean is a busy corporate Canada man.
Oh, yeah?
Very busy man.
He works, I think, for a company in Gastown, and he's very busy. He never... We don't see him as often as we'd like to.
Yeah. Just for the rehearsals and the shows. Yeah. Where's the next show?
We're just booking it now. We just played at the Cobalt last 2 weeks ago, I guess it was, on a Saturday night, which was a good show. We played with a band called Germany from Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
Have
cool.
you heard of those guys?
Yes.
And a band called Maurice and a band called Elizabeth. It was a good show.
Okay, yeah, Elizabeth are really cool too. Yeah.
Yeah. Our next show, I'm looking at this place, Electric Owl. Have you heard of it? The new...
Yes,
it's
yes.
across the street from the Cobalt.
Yeah, the American... Yeah. The ex-American hotel.
That's right.
Yeah. I think Danny Vachon is doing the booking. Yeah. Pretty cool.
So we're looking for that. And then we're also concentrating on just writing new stuff right now.
Yeah. Okay. Because your newest stuff is that EP, no? What is it called?
Yeah, it's just a self-titled EP that we put out last year.
Self-titled EP. Okay.
Yeah. And we're making a new one, but what we're going to do instead of releasing an EP, we're just going to do maybe one or two songs at a time over the course of a couple months, just sort of keep feeding new songs over the next 6 months, you know?
Okay, yeah. Like singles?
Yeah, I think so. Try something different, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And then the LP, when is it?
Who knows? I guess we'll see how the singles do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still hoping for the summer. We really want to do an Eastern Canada tour. And probably apply for our P2 visa, play some shows in the States.
Okay,
cool. Because once it's out, we just want to tour for two or 3 months solid.
Okay.
That's what you got to do now, right? Hit the pavement.
Yes, exactly. Pavement. That's how you make the money, I guess.
Yep.
How long have you guys been the Clockmakers?
We used to be in a band called Spotlight Carnival. It was sort of the same band, but with a few different members. And Rochelle actually played with us. Couple of years ago, then we switched to Clockmakers in about, I guess, early last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So pretty new.
It was Nick Jones that came up with the name. We were trying to figure out a new name, and Cole has immaculate posture, and when he plays guitar, it looks like he's twinkling.
So, oh my god!
So they say the Clockmaker.
Yeah, it looks like he's just in his little workshop,
like a Swiss
clockmaker. So once cool. Nick said that, all of our eyes kind of. Peeled open, and if you know Cole, then you see him on stage, then it's
Okay, the clockmakers.
Story is better and better every time I hear it.
Okay, let's listen to a song, no?
Sure.
Let's listen to what this progress.
Sure.
So yeah. Just play this.
Yeah, there you go.
And we'll be right back here at 101.9.
Around Vancouver.
Your friends of CITR card will net you discounts in the Westside UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bite Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Kerner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
So we're back here on 101.9 FM. We're here with the Clockmakers. We were listening there to the song Progress. And that's it. So what influences? What does this sound like?
Oh my gosh, see, this
that's
is...
That's cool. No, yeah. I like that. I like that question. I think I grew up on a lot of rock, but now I'm getting into more electronic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So this stuff would be a little more like, you know, Radiohead and sort of British bands.
Yes, there's
a band called the Radio Department from Sweden that we really like.
That's probably our communal... If we all had one favorite band that's all the same, it would probably be the Radio Department.
Yeah.
What's the name again?
The Radio Department.
The Radio Department.
Yeah.
I just saw them at Coachella. I was there for the
weekend. Oh, yeah? Cool.
They're, They're young little guys. And, they just exploded in Europe without even expecting it. So when I saw them live, they were really nervous, and it was their biggest show they had played. And
oh, really? Yeah.
But we've been listening to them for a couple of years now.
It's just really the textures, like kind of atmospheric. Excuse me, guitars and keyboards and stuff. But yeah, really beautiful music. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we should play something now.
Yeah.
From them.
Yeah, that would be great.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, cool.
They're a big influence on the band. Well, a lot of us, like Sean, the drummer, and myself, like a lot of ambient electronic music as well. We have a common favorite artist called Ulrich Snoss, who's a DJ out from Europe. Yeah, we like really intricate sounds.
Okay.
Nothing Katy Perry.
Let's save that for the next EP, the Katy Perry. Kesha. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, good old Keshi.
So you like European music?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, another band that I was just thinking of that we sort of sound like a bit is a band called Mew. Not Muse, but Mew, M-E-W. And
they're from Denmark.
Yeah, no? That's right. Yeah. I think we kind of, we take influence from them, too.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy harmonies that Mew does, and Nick and I like to really play around. We actually spend good amount of time on vocals to make sure that the harmonies are different and they sound
cool.
Yeah, they sound cool.
So it's like a Brit sound with harmonies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of harmonies.
And extra harmonies.
I mean, at first, Spotlight Carnival before Clockmaker sounded very much like, I would say, Fleet Foxes, very Fleet Foxy, and then we're moving more towards Clockmakers, which is a little more up-tempo, still with the harmonies, and now we're getting more electric.
Well, listen to the other song, no? These Gray Buildings?
Yeah, or try
On the Lake.
Try On the Lake, yeah.
On the Lake?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
And we'll be right back. You're listening to The Morning After Show, 101.9 FM.
Yeah. I'm feeling good.
The 6th annual Vancouver International Burlesque Festival is coming May 5th to 7th.
May 5th and 6th, come down to the Rickshaw Theater for performances from Luscious Pink, Pandora and the Locksmiths, Bloody Betty and the Seven Deadly Sins, Pasties and a G-String, Sinner St. Burlesque Seattle, and Sex at the Circus. May 7th, the Vogue Theater will be on fire with performances from Burgundy Bricks, Roxy Delight, Judith Stein, April O'Peel, Cheesecake Burlesque, Kitty Knights, Starlet Harlots, and many, many more.
For tickets, a complete festival schedule, and as much titillating information as you can handle, go online to vanburlesquefest.com. Butterflies all having fun,
you know what I mean. ¿Qué le pasa, Lupita?
No sé.
¿Qué es lo que quiere?
Bailar.
¿Por qué ella no baila?
Su papá.
Ni hablar. Ah, 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 ah.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. We're here with the Clockmakers, which make really beautiful music. I like it.
Thanks. Thank you. Yeah. If you guys want to hear it, it's clockmakers.bandcamp.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have the self-titled EP there.
We have four recorded songs on there. We have a few more coming out that we're working on right now.
There's actually a section of demos on that same page people can check out of the new stuff. Rough stuff, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun working on new music.
Yeah, I can't wait to get the new stuff out. We're about to enter the studio next month to do some drums. So yeah, expect maybe two new songs in the next 2 months. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What should we do? Well, let's listen to Mike Edel.
Sure.
Let's listen to this guy. I just saw him playing at the Media Club.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool guy, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was there with Leave the Lion and...
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And, I forgot the other band. Okay, so he has a CD called The Last of Our Mountains. He's from Victoria. So let's listen to that. And then let's listen to some Get Down, Live Off the Floor. They have a new CD. And Fisherman Clown is the song that we like to play. And then we'll be right back. We have a lot of music to go through and more chat, no?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here with the Clockmakers. You're listening to 101.9 FM. And say hi to Arlene and Julian that are there listening. And they like your music.
Nice.
Cool.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, so we're going to give away tickets for a nice film. So write the telephone number, 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR.
In a bottom floor apartment, living small, in the center of the carpet, white envelopes fall from my hands. I'm having trouble holding on. Will you understand? And you turn and you smile at me. Your finger, we don't have enough. Richer, poorer echoes linger, and we look about the window into
still time to cut the line, or will I pay for my mistake? Is there still time to cut the line, or will I pay for my mistake?
That's the Get Down from Vancouver. They were my neighbors, but now I think they're relocated to North Vancouver. The blue territory.
I really have to check them out.
Yeah, they're really cool.
They sound like they would be so much fun live.
Yeah, they're really fun live. Yeah.
I would get down to get down.
They are touring, actually. They're in the somewhere in one island. I don't know. They play South Spring Island.
Oh, that'd be fun.
They did Victoria.
Cool.
Nice. Yeah.
Victoria is a fun music scene.
Yeah, eh?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah,
a lot of good bands. We're friends with Jets Overhead.
Oh, yeah, Jets Overhead.
And they've done very well there and in British Columbia as well.
Yeah.
And actually everywhere. Mm-hmm. They're at Neil Young's record label now. So.
Yeah, yeah, we did an interview with them. They play... 3 weeks ago or something?
Yeah,
something.
Yeah,
the venue.
Yeah.
The venue, yeah.
Yeah, they're great. They're one of my favorite local bands.
Yeah, really cool. So we found some music there from
the radio department,
which is one of your
our favorite band.
Influencers, kind of favorite band. No, better.
Did we both decide on a song though, or did you?
I just picked it while you were busy texting.
We're gonna listen to Freddy and the Trojan Horse, and. You were telling we're gonna listen to TB Heart Attack, which are friends of yours.
I just texted them to let them know.
Okay, cool. And we should listen to the Autumn Portrait and also announce some concerts. Actually,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any concerts that you wanna announce?
We're just booking now because we're looking forward to the recording first.
Okay.
We take a month or two off and just make the new music.
Okay.
And then summertime we'll do a show.
But keep checking the website clockmakers.bandcamp.com.
Okay. So let's listen to the Radio Department all the way from Sweden. And then we'll listen to a couple of your friends' bands and
local buddies. Yeah.
And we'll listen to the other two songs from Clockmakers too. We have to go through that. So yeah, a lot of music, cool music.
Yeah. feeling down, trying to find her way out. It only hurts when I'm not around. I'm looking for my way out. She said, I'm afraid to see your face again. I'm afraid to see you waste away. There's a sound when you're breaking down, trying to find your way out. The phone rings but there's no one home. I'm waiting for my way out. She said, I'm afraid to see your face again.
Climb to speak, coming down on me. Oh, 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 oh. Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
¿Qué le pasa a Lupita?
No sé.
¿Qué es lo que quiere?
Bailar.
¿Por qué ella no baila?
Su papá.
Ni hablar. Ah, 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 ah.
So that's Santa Lucia. This is a local band, eh?
Oh, I love it.
Santa Lucia is their name.
Very gypsy.
I think we should be making music like that.
Yeah, they're really cool. They play at the 420 at the gallery.
Oh yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. It's like Latin funk.
Awesome.
Yeah. Pretty cool band. So we were listening there to the Autumn Portraits.
Shout out to Freddie and Patty J.
Awake is the name of the song. They're having a party this Saturday at the Railway. They're releasing their video Awake.
I think it's Awake, yeah.
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 They're friends of yours, no?
They are.
These guys?
Yeah, they're just over for a hockey game.
Cool guys.
Yeah, we watched really game fun. 7 of the first playoff round with those guys. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, they just came back from a 2-month tour.
Yeah, I was reading that.
Funny stories came from that.
Halifax
only
and all,
friends
eh?
Friends will ever know.
Oh, really?
Real stories.
That's a big tour for a local band. 2 months, but they booked all by themselves. It's good.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, I think today they're in the island. No, they're in the island.
Are they playing a show?
They're playing a couple of shows in the island.
Boy, those guys just don't want to take a break. They want to keep hitting it.
Yeah, I think they're playing actually with Henry and the Nightcrawlers, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And,
cool.
I don't know. Really cool. Well, they're going to play this Saturday at the Railway with the Pepper Sands, which is also a very cool band, the Pepper Sands.
Yeah, same drummer from TV Heart Attack, yeah. Adam Fink.
He's oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Ooh, it's all connected here in the
Everyone's
Vancouver scene.
Connected here.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're familiar, eh, with the Vancouver scene?
We've been in it for a little while.
Cool.
And you know what? Everyone's so nice in the Vancouver music scene.
Yeah,
it's a nice movement.
Friends,
It's a nice movement.
Lots of alcohol and friends.
Yes, and not only alcohol, eh? I know. People like to smoke here in this city.
Smoke what?
Well, you know, people smoke more weed than tobacco, actually, in Vancouver.
I don't have a single friend that smokes. Oh, yeah, my best friend. Ooh, how could I forget her? But I think she's the only person that smokes cigarettes.
Cigarettes, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I smoke sometimes.
Yeah, it's
okay. Sometimes.
It gives you that nice radio growl to your voice.
No, it helps me sleep, you know? Get a little poison before you go to bed, you know?
I smoked when I wake up feeling like I want to die.
Don't smoke, people.
No.
Pepper Sands, The Broken Condom Babies, and Go for the Ice.
Mm-hmm, good show. Yes.
I never heard about these guys before, so.
You should play them.
Broken Condom Babies is a guy named Aaron Grant. He's a good guy, good musician.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, he plays in a cover band as well that plays at Joe's apartment.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like the house band?
Yeah, house band.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're great.
Cool. So you recommend this show on Saturday then?
You should be there, yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, check it out at the Railway Saturday. Pepper Sands, Broken Condom Babies, Go for the Ice, and the Autumn Portrait. And also on Saturday, Danny Echo is releasing also a video, Down to the Letter. What's with the video releases? Is that like a new trend
now?
It's like
viral, man. gotta
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, a video can break you bigger than a single can of fun.
Yeah, it can.
You,
yeah.
know, you know that band Colorado from out east? Have you heard of them?
Uh-huh, yes.
They had a really killer video, and it got huge.
They've been a band for a long time. They were touring. Yes, they were very good. Their shows were getting bigger, and then they sent a video. It went viral, and now they're bigger tenfold. Than before.
Cool. And you know, that happened with my friends from Mama Pulpa. We're going to play some Mama Pulpa. We still have time. They had a video because they were working on the TV. So they put a video because they had like free things. So it was easy for them to do a video.
Yeah.
And it was like very popular, yeah. that video. And they didn't have a CD for the longest time. And people were to the record shops. And, hey, where's the CD of Mama Pulpa? No, they don't have a CD.
Yeah.
Who is Mama Pulpa?
Because everyone, when I look at new music, I YouTube it.
YouTube it. Go to Van Music.
Yeah.
VanMusic.ca. It has a lot of videos there and stuff.
Well, it's very visual, too. You can see what the band looks like. It's kind of, it helps, you know, a viewer get to know the band.
Yeah. So a lot of video release parties than we can expect in the future. And on Saturday, Danny Echo is having one at the Fairview. The Fairview is getting good acts now.
Yeah, actually, I saw Pepper Sands there. That was the last show I saw at the Fairview.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised. I like that it's becoming a more indie venue.
Yeah,
it used to be a bit
exactly.
of an older blues
Yeah, kind of like, yeah.
I no, like it's cool. Music venues popping up. And the Cobalt is just.
Yeah, check out the Electric Owl.
Yeah,
eh? It's going to be cool.
So stoked on all these new places.
Yeah. It's going to be cool. So, Danny Echo is going to be playing with Chaplin, The Out of Sights, and The Stone Travelers.
Wow.
That's on Saturday. Also, like. Yeah, you can discover new music every day here in Vancouver. It's such a cool place for that.
Yeah.
And okay, so the Doxa Documentary Film Festival is also coming to town. Different venues. You should check out that festival also. It's going to be from May 6 to May 15. There's some music films that are going to be happening. The one that I want to see is Who Took the Bump. It's about Le Tigre. If you don't know, Le Tigre is Kathleen Hanna band from Bikini Kill, and then Le Tigre from Kill Rock Stars.
I remember that song TKO that they had back in the day.
Oh,
Le Tigre.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
It's a real. Yeah, let's listen to that, no? Listen to Le Tigre. If you want to go, give me a call, 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR, and I'll give you some tickets to go to that show.
Every day I'm alive. 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 later.
So that was Le Tigre, really cool band. So they're having a film about them, who took the bump. Le Tigre on tour. That's playing on Sunday at the Pacific Cinematheque at 9:15. So check it out. Doxa documentary. They're also going to have a film about Phil Ox.
Oh, yeah.
And also a film called Sound It Out about a music indie store. So yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah, check it out. Doxa Film Festival from May 6th to the 15th. The opening is Louder Than a Bomb, which is like a documentary about these Chicago poets, like Jude Slam, you know. Oh, yeah. It's very popular, the slam here in Vancouver, no? The poetry slam.
We have some friends that do that on Commercial Drive, actually. Yeah. Julie Peters.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. They're in the Café du Soleil, no?
Oh, yeah.
With R.C. Weslovsky.
That's right, yeah.
Pretty cool guy. Yeah. I'm going to do something with them. So...
Yeah, you should get them on the show and do a little poetry on the air.
You know what? We're going to do that eventually. Yeah, why not? But let's listen to These Gray Buildings. No, I really like that song.
Yeah, go for it.
I like it this too. What a coincidence.
Who is that?
Who, what band are you playing?
This band is called The Clockmakers. And no, they're not from England. They're from Vancouver. Where are you from? Where are you from?
I was born in Revelstoke, small town.
Ah, Revelstoke. Oh, yeah. Really beautiful town.
Yeah, yeah. But I moved when I was like 7. I moved to Burnaby.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I was born on a cold November morning in
sounds like a
good
Guns N' Roses song.
Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Holy.
Shout out to all my prairie folk, my prairie people. We're the good-hearted people of Canada, the nice prairie people.
You're the hard-drinking people.
You know, when people insult my dear Winnipeg, I say, come with me, I'll show you a good time.
Yeah, okay.
And I moved out to Vancouver when I was 12.
Cool. Okay, so Revelstoke, Winnipeg, or Winterpeg, as they call it, no?
Be nice.
Let's listen to These Gray Buildings, and we'll be back here. You're listening to 101.9 FM. We still have tickets for that movie. If you want to go check out that movie, 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we were talking, this is my favorite clockmaker song, These Great Buildings, no? That's the name of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's you have the lyrics there?
Yep, just in case people want to read.
Oh, cool. Cool, now I can sing it. Okay, so just go to clockmakers.bandcamp.com.
Yes. Yeah.
Cool, and then you can sing along. That's really cool. Okay, listen to A Portrait of Ourselves as Ghosts. No, that's your other
that's
song.
The last
that's the last one.
What's the inspiration? What's the lyrics about?
Oh,
what's
that
song there? It's actually about recording that CD. We were so tired. We rushed to finish this song in particular, and the singer Nick and I recorded that in his apartment, in his bike locker in his basement of his whole apartment building.
Uh-huh.
We were exhausted. We did it over a couple of nights, and so we just thought the song was kind of about us being, you know, making a song and recording it and being exhausted.
Being a ghost.
Yeah,
being
a ghost. Which a lot of artists are exhausted all the time.
Yeah. What about These Great Buildings? What is that about?
That's about Vancouver, and I wanted to try another city. I wanted to try a bigger city like Toronto for the music scene. There was a time where I was a little disillusioned with the city here. I wanted to try another kind of music scene, so it's kind of about moving away for a while, you know?
Okay, but you never did.
I didn't yet. I think things are working out.
I think we were this close. We even called moving trucks.
Oh,
there was
really?
A big change in both of our lives, and come April 1, we were like, let's just get out of here. I mean, we had a couple of months where we just sat and literally pondered moving trucks. We
booked
had
flights
no,
almost,
yeah, we
yeah.
almost booked flights. We got prices, everything, and I don't even know. Like, there's just this little glimmer of hope that just kept us here. So
we have good people here.
That's, amazing people! Yeah. Oh my gosh!
I almost moved to Montreal. Also,
I love. Yeah.
Like,
I was just
like
there
8 years ago. 8 years ago.
I just flew in this morning.
Oh really?
Yeah,
you were in Montreal?
Yeah, I was
you
in Montreal.
You work in the airline?
Last night. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I flew in this morning and I came straight here. That's how important you are to me.
Cool. That's cool. I almost moved to Montreal. I was going to drive. And
so what kept you here in Vancouver?
A woman.
A woman. It always does.
So A Portrait of Ourselves as Ghosts. You're listening to 101.9 FM. These are the Clockmakers.
Yeah. pensar en dar el paso te hace hacerla a un lado. No pensar en nada. No pensar en nada. No pensar en nada. No pensar en nada. Pensar en dar el paso que hace hacerlo a un lado. No pensar en nada. 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 Nada más. We'll be right back.
So that was Santa Lucia from Vancouver. Pretty cool guys.
I really want to go see their show. We were just dancing in the corner. I feel like I should be wearing a bathing suit.
Yeah, I saw you there. Yeah.
It's very energetic. I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
Yeah, it's really cool. This is it. And before we listen to Mama Pulpa, Mama Pulpa is coming to town, actually. This is Ashley, eh? Ashley's CDs? Okay. Don't miss Ashley. She's here. What Pink sounds like.
Hi.
And I have to put a female singer on the last song of the show because her show is about females.
Good.
Okay.
I just saw Lauryn Hill.
I see some Lauryn Hill here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're gonna leave you with Kelarissa.
Oh, yeah.
She has a city called Moon of Neptune. You know Kelarissa?
I do.
Yeah, it's cool, eh?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, so she sings in Icelandic sometimes, I think.
Wow.
Okay, well, thank you for listening. Thanks, guys, for coming to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Any shout-outs before you go to the people that were messaging you?
Oh, man, I got Adam Fink from Pepper Sands. I got Jason Corbett Art from TV Heart Attack. We listened to
Freddie from Autumn Portrait.
Freddie and Patty from Autumn Portrait. We listened to Marty from Sweetheart. Anthea Chisholm, the smoker.
the smoker.
Everyone at WestJet.
from your work, eh? Too?
Yeah. I'm on 24 hours of being awake, but it's worth it.
Cool.
She was in Montreal a few hours ago.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so we're going to leave you with Kelarissa. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week. We have special guests next week, but we'll tell you later.